Sandy Graham's here. She's the branch manager of the Alto branch when it comes to KDL, Kent District Library. We talk about the happenings every month, and it's time for another edition of the Write Michigan Short Story Contest. Good morning to you, Sandy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell me about the Alto branch.
We are one of the smaller branches. We're down in the southeastern part of the county. And like everybody else, we have all the same services and whatnot, but of course I'm biased, so I think I've got the best patrons and got a great elementary school, and I love it out there.
Thank you for that. Let's talk about the Write Michigan Short Story Contest. Remind me what this is all about.
This is our sixth year, and this is open to anybody in the state of Michigan. Mm-hmm. And obviously by the title, it's a short story contest. We ask you to write a short story. A maximum of 3,000 words or 10 pages, and it's all ages.
How do you enter, and who does participate? You say all ages, but be more specific.
Well, last year we had about 600 people participate, and you enter on the website. It is all digital. We don't accept any print versions.
Gone,
exactly.
Right?
And there's a website. It's www.writemichigan.org, and, of course, write is W-R-I-T-E. It's in writing, not your right hand.
Yeah, the English language. Mm-hmm. What can people win? What's my incentive here?
Well, of course, you can be published if you're a writer, and that's important to you. And there is the cash as well. There are the age divisions. There is 11 and under, and then there is under 17 for the teens, and then adult for everyone else. And for each of those categories, there is a judge's winner and a people's choice winner. And from all four divisions, oops, I didn't mention there's also Spanish language division that we want to encourage. So everyone who wins the top prize of the judges in the adult, teen, youth, and Spanish wins $250. And then the top judge's winner, or I should say the runner-up of the judges part of the contest, they win $100.
Plus, again, you're published.
Exactly.
And there's usually a party to celebrate.
There is. You know, there's a host schedule of events, but it culminates with the awards ceremony March 17th.
Wow, great. Did you have your date? What is the deadline for entry here?
The deadline for entering will be November 30th. It started September 1st. So if you've got something there, go ahead and enter it. It does need to be unique. It can't be something that you've already had published something somewhere else. Yes. So this is one of your unique pieces you haven't released to the world before.
Okay.
We want it.
Yeah, that's nice. Do you, if one has entered before and perhaps not won, can we re-enter?
Oh, yes. Yes. You can win just one or enter just one piece in the contest. But if you've entered before, certainly enter again.
And isn't it a blind, I'm going to get my terminology incorrect, but a blind test, and you as a judge won't know that I, Shelley Irwin, am the writer, correct?
Right. Your name is not attached to the piece that we see. It is totally anonymous.
Makes it fair. And you have been a volunteer reviewer for several years.
I have, since it started.
Yeah. What do you enjoy and what do you look for?
When I first agreed to do this, I said, go ahead and give me where you need a judge the most. And I ended up with the teen. And since I started there, I've stayed there. I've really enjoyed that. What I look for is a character that's believable and that I think, yeah, this is somebody that I just met on the sidewalk or whatever. And I like the story to develop and then have a good conclusion. I think one of the most memorable stories I read had a very surprise ending. So, of course, that stuck with me over 3 years now. And then others, just the skill at developing. When there are a lot of run-on sentences, that kind of turns me off. You know, if somebody says, and then, you know, I kind of lose interest there. But I like getting lost in their stories.
What's a reason to enter this? I mean, you have the winnings, you have the publish. Is it good for us to write? I'm leading the question.
I think so. But I'm glad people write because I like to read.
Yes.
And again, it's developing your communication skills and your ability to relate to your fellow human beings.
And, it does. There's no entry fee. Well, there is an entry fee.
For the adults.
Yeah,
it's $10 for the adults, but for the teens and the youth, it is free.
Well, again, good ways to spend your money, that's for sure. Don't you have your event tonight?
Literary
the
libations.
Literary libations tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
We bring in some authors and you get a dinner, and it's a fun event.
It's a good, another fundraising event.
Mm-hmm.
The libraries
still have to
make money. Mm-hmm. All right, what book are you currently reading, Sandy Graham?
I am reading a book called Gone by Min Kim. Mm. And she was a gifted violinist, you know, one of these youthful prodigies, and ended up with a Stradivarius, and it was almost a part of her. And that violin gets stolen, and it almost leads to a breakdown physically, mentally, emotionally, and she just loses part of her connection with the music. It's interesting, the violin does get recovered, but by that time, insurance paperwork and everything else has been done, and she does not get her original Stradivarius back.
How do you librarians pick what you're going to read when you have a whole stack behind you?
This one I actually heard a review on, I think, Morning Edition on NPR.
So. Good answer.
Yeah.
Sandy Graham, details one more time about the Write Michigan Short Story Contest.
All right. It runs from September 1st through November 30th, and you enter at the website www.writemichigan.org. And we hope if you're an aspiring writer, we get to see your work.
Nice. Skidiel.org for more information for all of the events and programming. Thank you, Sandy Graham, branch manager of the Alto Branch. Take care.
Thank you.